Okay, I'm going to tell a story, history of Malahat, of what I know. The names of the places that will be called out was actually worked out by elders. But I'll start by reading from the top here. Malahat. Matlachat. Here is actually from Hatch Point to Goldstream River, halfway west and halfway to western Vancouver Island. Matlachat is on the west side of the Saanich Inlet. The name Malahat comes from the real name Matlachat, and that name comes from a caterpillar called Matmachil. Matmachil. The settlers could not pronounce Matlachat, and so they pronounce it Malahat. These caterpillars had cobwebs covering fruit trees and many other trees. Word from our ancestors was Matlachat had a population of 2,000 and more people. Lots of the people left the area because they thought it was the caterpillars killing the people. Some moved North Island, some moved interior BC and BC Coast and Washington State. The place that we are at now is called Malahat Reserve. Matlachat families are centralized between Saanich, Tsanchosin language speaking people, and the Cowichan, Halkaminam language speaking people. Also, Malahat families are descendants of the Samish Indian Nation, USA. Samish comes from American side, and according to Washington, Tsanchosin is the Saanich and Victoria tribes area. Halkaminam is the Cowichan tribes area. The trails that we used, before there were highways, highways were built, there was a waterfront trail from Hatch Point to Goldstream and from Goldstream to Deep Cove area across Salt Spring. And the Malahat and Saanich people used around the Saanich Inlet, but families did travel by mainly by canoes. These trails have location names and Hatch Point, from Hatch Point to Goldstream. Hatch Point is called Tsahuyam. It's because of the shellfish, the shell waters. Shawnigan Creek, Shwinkam, the river at Mill Bay, is used for diving. It also carried a lot of coho that the people gathered around during the fall season for fishing. At Mill Bay Reserve, Iwaq means no head from awa, no head. And that's between Mill Bay and Verdier Point. Verdier Point, Seelix, was also known as Baptist Point, one of the ancestors that lived there, between Iwaq and Matlachat Reserve. Yas Mountain, the peak of Malahat. One of the names it had was Caution. The sacred mountain, the stories that we have been handed down for many generations is the Yas saved many people from the great flood that is told from the Bible. Other high mountains are also considered sacred for saving families and lives from the flood. There were three caves on Yas Mountain. One of the caves was said to have ongoing fire at all times. The warriors used ongoing fire to make their weapons, and one of the caves is where the men stayed and watched out for warriors coming around Salt Spring and Hatch Point. If the warrior canoes were spotted, the men would run down to the village to warn families, and the women and children would run into the forest. It is also sacred for the food and herbs and medicines that the mountain provided for the families. Malahat Nation, the place that we are now at is called Malahat Reserve. Sandy Beach, Ellis, between Bamberton and Matlachat, means cooking, clam digging area. Shepherd Point, Othesp, a place where sea lions got out of the water. Esp refers to a plant in Cochin, Spiria. McCurdy Point, Heitlam, place of cod, fish, eggs. South of McCurdy Point, Squatin, waterfalls and streams were in that area. The west side of Finlayson Arm, across from Elbow Point, Elp refers to cottonwood trees. Near Christmas Point, Dwathelp, south side of Finlayson Arm, end of Finlayson Arm, Mayoang, becoming less, changing route at the mouth of the Gold Stream. Gold Stream, Salakhtas, the people downstream refers to the Saanich Inlet people, shared by Saanich people in Malahat and other tribes. The salmon run at Gold Stream is full, in fall is chum salmon with some coho and chinook salmon. Oh, yeah.